Hi, this is Joel Plaskett, and I listen to the number one station in Kingston, CFRC.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think... Oh, bandage up yours!
Hey, 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 and welcome to Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. We are a show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klindert, bringing you 2 full hours of fantastic, fabulous, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. Before I even dive into this week's episode, I cannot say thank you enough for anyone that reached out about last week's show. Last week, it was our total pride party takeover here on Girly So Groovy. For any of you that reached out through social media or our Mixcloud page to say how much you enjoyed it, that just thrills me. And that's what gets me back in the studio week after week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you happen to miss our pride party takeover, and would love to hear it or just listen again, remember that you can find 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy absolutely for free online. All you have to do is go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. Girly and groovy, ending with an IE. Coming up in the first hour of tonight, this week's show, I've got music on the way from Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Beth Orton, Nouvelle Vague, Mazzy Star, Tess Parks, Tori Amos. Last week, we started the full 2 hours shooting off like an absolute rainbow, a rocket, bringing the party to the Pride Party takeover. This week, completely different. We are starting off with subtle, somber, indie folk rock. It was back in 2012 that Toronto singer-songwriter Cold Specs launched onto the music scene with her stunning debut, I Predict a Graceful Expulsion, an album that mixed folk, soul, blues, and gospel into what Cold Specs calls doom soul. Over the last decade, Cold Specs has had a push-pull relationship with her music career as she treaded through a misdiagnosis of schizophrenia to then be diagnosed as bipolar. She mustered up enough fortitude to release her latest 4th album, Light for the Midnight, transforming some of her hardest times into transcendent, timeless-sounding expressions of empathy. Right now, it is new music from Cold Specs here on Girly So Groovy.
Gaze upon a wrecking ship as it crashes into you. Was I to hold it together? I lied, dimmed for the better. Fire in my heart burns out. Does it for you? things will come together. I lied in for the better. I'm running away from you, running away from you. Carelessly you might feel something that I don't, feel something that I don't. Let him go. I'm running away from you, running away from you. Carelessly you might feel something that I don't, feel something that I don't.
your ghost passing through. It's just your ghost passing through. And now I'm quite there's a light in your blood. I never seen a lion move like you can do to me. So now I'm wishing for my best impression of my best dancing diggers. But now I've got to worry, 'cause boy, you still look pretty to me. But I've got a place to go. I've got a ticket to your lecture. Now I've got to worry, 'cause even still,
music right there from the legendary jazz, blues, soul, vocalist, songwriter, Nina Simone. The song is called Take Me to the Water. That's from Nina Simone's 1967 album, High Priestess of Soul. In the middle, it is a musician and an album that just still steals my heart after nearly 30 years. It's Tori Amos with the song Putting the Damage On. That comes from Tori Amos's third album, Boys for Pele, which she released back in 1996. And then kicking off the full 2 hours, something thoroughly more modern, brand new music from Cold Specs. Her new album is called Light for the Midnight. It was released earlier this spring in April. We heard the song Endlessly from Cold Specs. We seem to be decade hopping here on Girly So Groovy. The 60s with Nina Simone, the 90s with Tori Amos, today with Cold Specs. Well, we're going to hop back to right now the early 1970s for the gorgeous folk rock sounds of singer-songwriter Karen Dalton right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Thank you.
Redefining Radio, this is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert. It was back in October when Toronto-based singer-songwriter Tess Parks released her gorgeous album, Pomegranate. Since then, I cannot get enough of that atmospheric blend of indie rock and updated psychedelic sounds that seem to be Tess Parks' signature in the music that she makes. This time around, we heard the song Sunny Side. I would have to say, if you're a fan of acts like Widow's Peak, Patti Smith, Beth Orton, early Licky Lee, you're going to find something that you love in the music of Tess Parks. In the middle, it is the sublime folk rock duo Mazzy Star, going back to their 1993 gorgeous breakout sophomore album, So Tonight That I Might See. We heard the song She's My Baby. And then kicking off that set, going back to 1971, it is folk rock singer-songwriter Karen Dalton with her song In a Station, which comes from her second and final album, In My Own Time. All right, lots more music to get to coming up in the next 30 minutes here on Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from Nouvelle Vague, as well as Beth Orton. New music from Tanika Charles. I've got Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings as well. But up next, it is an artist that I am excited to share with you, an artist that's definitely making her Girly So Groovy radio debut. A musician that is new to me, in fact, is Mae Simonis. Originally from Ann Arbor, Mae Simonis is now a Brooklyn-based singer-songwriter who blends sophisticated indie pop with jazz, bossa nova, and just absolute angular rock. After listening to her debut album, the debut album is called Annie Maru, I was stunned to learn it was Mae Simonis' debut album. For the level of skill she showcases on the album. So, without further ado, it's Mae Simonis up next here on Girly So Groovy.
This is a special. Yeah.
Delivering you a cover of 1980s new wave act Yaz with the song Only You, this time though done by French bossa nova new wave cover band Nouvelle Vague. Only You is off of Nouvelle Vague's most recent album, Should I Stay or Should I Go? In the middle, it is British singer-songwriter Beth Orton going all the way back to her debut album, Trailer Park. We heard the song Live As You Dream, and then kicking off that set, new music from Mae Simonas, making her girly so groovy radio debut with her new album, Onimaru. We heard the song Dumb Feeling. It's the opening song to her new album. All right, lots more music to get into here in this first hour. Another artist that I think may be making her girly so groovy radio debut, I can't remember in the 20-year history, but if it is, it's a shame because it took her sixth album to finally mark her presence here. Toronto retro contemporary pop soul singer and songwriter Tanika Charles. She's just released her sixth studio album. The new album is called Reasons to Stay. The album is full of what seems to be Tanika at her best. Classic soul, smoldering bass lines, and powerhouse vocals. So without further ado, let's bring on Tanika Charles here on Girly So Groovy.
I've heard all your excuses, but no apologies. And I know that it's useless, but it still bothers me when you look into my say
I thought it was me. I couldn't.
Celebrating the late, the great Sharon Jones. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings right there with the song Matter of Time. That is from Sharon Jones' final album, Soul of a Woman. In the middle, it is music from, you know, that set really was a set of three powerhouse vocals. In the middle, it is former British session singer whose own acclaimed solo work melds vintage country soul and R&B with classy pop arrangements. We are talking about the musician Yola with her song Stand For Myself. That's the title track, in fact, from Yola's second most recent album, Stand For Myself. And then kicking that set off, brand new music from Tanika Charles. The new album is called Reasons to Stay. It is a love album, or perhaps anti-love album of sorts, told through classic soul sounds. With the new album, Tanika Charles finds herself involved with many festivals coast to coast across Canada, including the Ottawa Jazz Festival, Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Festival, Nanaimo Blues Festival. For more information, go to TanikaCharles.com. Lots more music to get to in the second hour of the program. Let me remind you that you can stay in touch with the show all week long. Girly So Groovy is on social media. We're on Instagram at GSG Radio. We are also on Facebook. There you will find us simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and Groovy, of course, ending with an IE. What do those social media pages get you? Not a lot in the sense of me pestering you about anything. I would say every week I'm posting the playlist in print. I try to provide you with links to the musicians and bands featured, links to our Mixcloud listening page, and best of all, it's your opportunity to message me any request that you have for the show. I'm always looking for those artists that you think are just not getting enough Girly So Groovy radio love. Definitely, definitely let me know. Okay, we need to wrap up this first hour before we get into that second hour. And I thought I would bring back an old classic-timey radio notion. That is the dedication. And I am dedicating this next track to anyone who has found themselves recently at a protest, whether it was this past weekend's No Kings protests, whether it's protesting something in your own community. We're going to turn to Montreal's very own Little Scream with a very appropriate song. If you find yourself protesting the world today, it is the song Dear Leader from Little Scream's latest album, Speed Queen, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Smoke from the pyre of the peace burning dove. Which will be too busy buying all that stock in private prisons. That's where they'll send you for talking about socialism. Now Silicon Valley's prepping for the fall of Capitol Hill. Don't wanna fight, but if we have to, we will. Some say it's bad luck, it's just a fruit of our dreams.